The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Settle in. And notice how, without doing any technique or anything special, the experience of the body is already right here, already being known. Taking a few moments in a loving, tender way, opening to all the different sensations in the head and through the face. Feel the skull, maybe the weight of the hair, back of the head, ears, and opening, receiving the sensations at the temples and the forehead and brow. Willing to feel places where there's tension or pressure, not afraid to feel the sensations as they are in the head and face, the eyes, even the subtlest sensations, the eyelids touching the eyes, any movements, the air against the skin. Feel the jaw, the wetness of the mouth, the teeth and gums and tongue. The lips. Experiencing the head and face in and of itself, not in terms of the image we have of the face or head or any ideas, but just the actual play of sensation coming and going. And allowing the attention to receive sensations in the neck and throat, just as they are. Noticing how the sensations are not a thing, but more like a river. flowing stream of sensation, never ending. Can we make peace with the throat and the neck, allowing these sensations, this flow of sensation to be? And we're allowing the attention to soak in, to receive the play of sensation along the tops of the shoulders, all the way to the shoulder joints. And although the sensations may initially appear to be solid or fixed, just continue to open and receive and allow, and noticing the changing, flowing nature of sensation. As we feel the shoulders and shoulder joints, there's this sense of softening any stance the mind might have with these sensations, any fixed notions. Feeling both arms and both hands and all the fingers. Take your time. Making peace. Allowing there to be a friendly relationship with this flow of sensation in the arms and hands. And then the same with the whole trunk. First, the front side of the trunk, from the throat to the upper chest. And little by little, appreciating the great play, the great movement of sensation here along the front of the chest, abdomen, all the way to the pubic bone. And not just the surface, but any sensations inside the trunk. And the same down the back side, from the back of the neck, back of the shoulder, shoulder blades, kidneys, feel the back of the ribs and the spine, back of the hips, buttocks, tailbone. Take it all in. Feel the structure of the pelvis, the structure of the rib cage, and the entire trunk, front and back and both sides. Of course, the actual flow of sensation here has nothing to do with the concept of trunk or body. So from the floor of the pelvis, the groin, sits bones, begin opening down into both legs. All the touch points, places of pressure, contact, the knees, all the sensations through the shins and calves, down to the heels and ankles, and the sides and tops of the feet, bottoms of the feet and toes. Aware of the body in and of itself, not in terms of any images or ideas. The experience of the body doesn't have an age or a gender. And tuning in to the great sensitivity of the heart, the rawness, the numbness, the warmth, whatever that experience of the heart area is. Breathing in, feeling things just as they are here. Exhaling, and practice trusting, allowing things to be. As if you're breathing in through the heart and exhaling through the heart. So we're tuning in to this aspect of body that, in a sense, is a sounding board for all the activity of the mind. The reverberations of all emotions and all mental activity. The body, like it or not, is sensitive, vibrates to all this. that we tune in to the great sensitivity of the heart. Breathing in, feeling the heart just as it is. Exhaling, being fearless, allowing things to be. Breathing in, being close, being intimate with the body. Exhaling, allowing, releasing, trusting. With each inhalation, remember the possibility of being awake, alert, interested, intimate. With each exhalation, remember the possibility of relaxing, trusting, being undefended, unafraid. Continuing this beautiful practice based on the understanding that everything is already here, just waiting to be discovered, to be realized. So the work or the role of mindfulness is to not forget the body, never losing touch with the experience of embodiment. Breathing in, remembering this possibility of intimacy, interest. Breathing out, remember the possibility of a greater relaxation, softness, allowing sensations to move, to flow. Even if they're intense or unpleasant, everything belongs. Everything is allowed to move. aware of the body in and of itself. Breathing in, sensitive to the whole body. Breathing out, sensitive to the whole body and letting things be. If possible, notice how healing this whole body awareness is, the continuity of whole body awareness. Breathing in, sensitive to the whole body just as it is, while breathing out, sensitive to the whole body just as it is, allowing things to be. And as a sense of calm begins to emerge in the body, notice that as you breathe in, and notice the calm as you breathe out, right there in the experience of the body. And for the last minute or two, see if this awareness of the body can continue without needing to direct the attention, or even without needing to practice. So it's more of a noticing that sensations are already being known. You might notice that the awareness and the experience of the body, they're not really two different things. The body is already being known by awareness. The heart is already sensitive in a sense, more and more fully resting right in the middle of the body, awake, undefended, unafraid. Understanding, maybe for the first time, this is the experience of embodiment. What a relief not to have to fix, not to have to judge. Just to allow the sensations to keep moving, coming, going, expressing their nature.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.